Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 13, 2023, Monday of the third week of Lent, taken from Luke chapter 4, verses 24 to 30. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow of Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha, the prophet, yet not one was cleansed, but only Naaman, the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. The people of Israel, who considered themselves as the chosen people, were so arrogant and proud to think that they had the exclusivity or the monopoly of God's love. Their salvation, or so they thought, was only by virtue of that. And by being so committed and faithful to that means justification, means salvation. That's why anything that would go in the way of that would be rejected or even hated, including the Messiah that they thought would fit in into their mindset, into their traditions, and going as they thought according to the provisions of the law and the prophets. But the Lord was telling them, no, it is not. You don't have to be proud because you're automatically the children of Abraham, because according to the Lord, even God can make the stones children of Abraham. That salvation is not an automatic ticket or badge that you have that will get you into the way of heaven. In one instance, he even told the crowd that his mother, his brothers and sisters, are not necessarily those that are biologically his progeny, but they are the ones who follow the word of God and keep it. In the Gospel today, he gives two examples. The one during the famine, when many widows were in need in Israel, but Elijah was sent to none of them, rather to the widow in Zarephath, in the land of Sidon, who was even a Gentile, a pagan. And the second example, during the time of Elisha the prophet, He was not sent to the many lepers in Israel. Rather, he was sent to Naaman, the Syrian, who was also a Gentile, a pagan, and not a Jew. While some people, even today, are claiming that they are the true religion, and if you're not a member of them, you will not be saved, what we read in the Gospel does not conform with that. God is for all. The disciples were sent to all the ends of the earth, not necessarily to one club or group of people. In fact, what matters most is not that you are this or that, you have this color or the other color, you have this race or that race. They won't matter. He says, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me, whoever they are. For I was thirsty, and you give me drink. I was hungry, and you feed me, and so on. This will be all that matter. It's not your badge, or ticket, or your belonging to a certain aggregation of people. It is not. Like he told the crowd when his mother was there entering the synagogue, he said, my mother, my brothers, and sisters are all that does the will of my Father and keep it. And when he says that no prophet is accepted in his own native place, he means more than geography or demography. He means that humanity, people don't accept the way of God. All they want to accept is their human way, their only way. Which was the reason why they didn't accept the way of God, the way of Jesus, which was the way of the cross, that on the third day was made glorious and salvific.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.